Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. I am your host, Richelle Wright, and Director of Social Media with the GPCC. We are officially kicking off Season 2 of our Chamber Chats, and to welcome you all back, we're revisiting a few of our members from Season 1 and checking in to see what's evolved since we've last spoken with them. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Lindsay Trudell, a permanent makeup artist at Chez Lulu Salon and Spa in Grosse Pointe. In her first episode with us, Lindsay went into detail about services such as microblading and lip blush, but this time we're talking all about restorative services that tackle a little bit more of the internal beauty struggles we all have. Let's dive in and learn more. Hi, Lindsay. Welcome back again to the Grosse Pointe Chamber Chat. We're very excited to have you back this time around. Let's do a little recap for people who might be listening and learning about you the first time around. Tell us a little about yourself, your background, and who you are.
Okay. Thanks for having me again. I'm super excited. My name is Lindsay Trudell, and I work at Chez Lulu in Grosse Pointe. We're located right in the village, right off Kirchhoval, so very easy to find. And I've been doing permanent makeup now for about 4 years. So I've been in the business for about 15, cosmetologist, makeup artist, now permanent makeup artist, and also paramedical, which is more restorative.
Nice. And yeah, we're going to get into a lot of that restorative stuff, which I'm excited about. So just to recap a little bit for people who are first listening or might have listened before, Lindsay did an episode with us in our Season 1, we'll call it. We talked more about microblading, brow lamination, eyelash enhancement, and lip blush services, but we have a lot more to go into, especially with what you've been adding on with your services and learning more about. So tell us a little bit more about some of your other services that you're now offering.
So besides lip blush, eyelash enhancement, microblading, brow lamination, which are all a combination of natural beauty, they complement each other. I wanted to add in something that's more healing and seeing the side of things that are not just on the outside, but also the inside. So that's where like humble view comes from, where it's just coming from the inside out. So really with that being said, I decided to become certified in the 3D areola tattooing for really anyone that's undergone any type of breast cancer surgery, any journey that they've had and in their last stages of healing. And then also scar camouflaging, which is with any type of scarring, which I'm already doing with lips and brows, but we have scars on other parts of our body that we're some conscious about.
So tell us a little bit, what are those services entail? What does it look like? I know you've got some examples here too of showing us what some of that is.
Yeah, I do. And another service that I also am doing is the BB Glow, which is a less invasive form of microneedling. And that's just in the epidermis. So that's also something I incorporate with any type of scar coverage and things like that. But one of the things, my tool here, this is the BB Glow, which is, like I said, just more of a epidermis superficial layer machine that deposits pigment. So it is considered a semi-permanent makeup service. I'm not an esthetician, but this is an esthetician tool, which involves microneedling in the skin. And then things such as the areola tattooing, I use a cordless beauty machine by Hive, and I take stencils and I go through a thorough consultation with my clients and try to find out more what they've gone through. And we go very extensive, as much as they're willing to say, obviously. But as far as actual consultation involving more serious things such as breast cancer, it's very one-on-one, very personal. I have not myself gone through this, but I have a lot of family that has. So I wanted to express to people that this doesn't have to be the end and it's a good closure, but I can show you an example of kind of what it would look like. I sketch a lot. I've done quite a few actually, but this is something that is tattooed. So it actually is less than a small circle. So it's actually like a 3D. Here's another one, the 3D version of kind of what you lose during either a bilateral mastectomy, double mastectomy, unilateral. There's options for these patients.
Yeah. And so you're touching on a little bit that a lot of the newer things that you're doing are this more restorative stuff, more of that internal wellness, not just the average self-consciousness things that we have, right? It's more about really healing for ourselves. So talk a little bit more about some of the inspiration of why you've really chosen to take these things on as well.
So just as people are inspired by me and what I do, I'm inspired by a lot of people as well. And like I said, I do have family members that have battled with breast cancer. And most recently, my mother-in-law. And it just sparked something in me to really take the next step, get certified, connect with people in the area. That's a big inspiration of mine. Just talking to people and really letting them know that it's going to be okay. And to meet me and to feel comfortable is really, it's vulnerable, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'm inspired, you know, by all things beauty, but in the most natural way. So I want, no matter if it's head to toe, but it, like you said, it's more internal. So I think we should all feel that confidence and that level of beauty that we are.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that I'm pretty sure we talked about this a little bit. Most women, most people, we know someone or have been related to someone that's been affected by breast cancer. Obviously, the Girls Point community is not immune to that. So supporting this community in that way too is excellent as well.
Thank you.
So talk to us a little bit about what this process looks like when someone, let's say someone's listening today, they're interested in maybe learning more, moving forward with you. What does like a consultation look like? That sort of thing.
Yeah. So I always offer in-person consultations if someone, you know, wants to FaceTime me if they're out of the area or they just want to talk on the phone, email. There's all these different outlets that they don't have to just come in right away. We can chat. And then if they're more comfortable coming in, meeting with me one-on-one, it is a very sterile, disinfected room, very professional. And here you'll be, you know, greeted at the front by our lovely receptionist. And then I'll take you into my private room where we will take some notes, discuss where you're at in your rehabilitation. It has to be about 6 months to a year. You're fully healed. So we go over all those things, what type of surgery you had and what that was like for you, any medical conditions, really just kind of a full on, really permanent makeup consultation, but except it's, I'm all ears. I'm all ears anyway, but I mean more with this. It's, I'm listening to them 100%. I'm not really giving too much of my insight until they're ready for me to say what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. And then, so if someone books an appointment with you from there, what's sort of some of the upkeep with this moving forward?
Yeah, so it is more permanent than microblading, lip blush. It you know, does require touch-ups depending also on the scarring. If they had an implant kind of rejected, sometimes the skin can be a different like level compared to the other breast. So there's so many different factors, but typically it's about 5 weeks. We'll revisit it because things can be a little inflamed, but mostly it's pain-free. It's probably around a 2 out of 10 for some, but because there is so much trauma to the area, I do use a little bit of Bactine, a little bit of lidocaine if it's needed, but it's a pretty comfortable service. So I let my clients know that too, when they come back, it should be easier each time.
Yeah. Awesome. Perfect. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us again and talking about these new things. It's always exciting to see and hear how much this industry is evolving to cater to all the different needs. We think permanent makeup, but it's quite literally much more vast than that.
Yeah.
Awesome. We are going to put Lindsay's information in our show notes as well so that you can reach out to her and talk with her more. But thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the Chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.